think. At least we'll continue with the truth is what we're going to learn tonight. We learned already, but since he brings it down twice, we'll mention it again, because it has to do with using kalim, milchiks and fleishiks, one to the other. So this is the halachas of nat bar nat, the where you cook something pariv in a fleishik or milchik pot, whether you're allowed then to eat that thing together with the opposite. Okay. So basically here there's a very big difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. For everybody, Sfardim or Ashkenazim, it's clear that you're not allowed l'chatchila to cook something in a fleishik pot in order to eat it together with milchiks, or to put it in a hot milchik pot, right? That for sure is also according to everybody. Can't intend to do this to begin with. Can't take a fleishik pot and intend to cook something in it that you know you're going to use with milchiks. That's part of the things. And right now we're talking about things that are not sharp things, not onions or something similar to that. Okay, just plain vegetables, rice, potatoes, things like that. Okay. So that's across the board, Sfardim Ashkenazim. The difference for Sfardim and Ashkenazim is what happens if you did it already. You cooked it in a fleishik pot with the intention of eating with fleishiks. And then you change your mind and you decide you're not going to serve fleishiks that night. You cooked rice in a fleishik pot and you decided that you want to eat milchiks. So you now want to put butter in the rice because you're going to eat it with milchiks. It was cooked in a fleishik pot, clean. If it wasn't clean, then none of these things apply. Then you have to treat it like real fleishiks. Talking about a clean pot that was used for fleishiks within the last 24 hours. That's what we're talking about now. So you used a clean fleishik pot that you had used for hot fleishiks within 24 hours. It was clean. You cook rice in it with the intention of using that rice for a fleishik meal. You didn't intend to use it for a milchik meal, because that's for sure asr. And now you what's it called decided that instead of fleishiks you're going to make milchiks. So now you want to use it with milchiks. For Sfardim you're allowed to do that. A Sfardi is now allowed to put butter in that rice and use it for what's it called, for a milchik meal. Since he didn't cook the rice to begin with for this purpose, it's only b'di'evah that he's using for that purpose. Okay, for Ashkenazim that's also called the chatchila. Right? Not only aren't you allowed to have in mind to cook it to begin with, but even to use it now to begin with is also. But if by mistake you put butter into the rice, you didn't know these halachas, you forgot, that it was made in a fleishik pot, then you can eat it. For an Ashkenazi, that's called bidyevet. But to the chatchila, to put butter in something that you cooked in a fleishik pot, even though your intention was to use it for fleishiks, and now the condition changed, that's called the chatchila, and that you can't do. That's for Ashkenazim. For Sfardim, it's mutter to put it, to put butter into the rice. Okay. However, you're allowed to use that rice. You can't, therefore, mix milchiks into that rice. You can't eat it together with meat. You can't put it into a pot with meat, the goulash together, the rice and the meat need it together. But you can eat it after the meat, right? What's it called? Not together with the dairy. You can put it on the side of the plate and eat it after the meat or before the meat, but not together with the meat. Okay. Bidyevin, if you mix the rice with milchiks, you can eat the product. That's called bidyevin according to everybody. Okay. So that's one possibility. Second possibility. The part of the food wasn't cooked in a fleishik or milchik pot, right? We'll use fleishik as the example, but the same applies the opposite, okay? Just to make it easier. You cook rice in a fleishik, not in a fleishik pot, but you put the rice hot on a cold fleishik, plate. or in a cold fleishig container that had been used even within the last 24 hours for hot fleishigs. Okay. Or you took cold rice and put it on a hot plate. On a hot plate. Not a hot plate. On a hot plate. Fleishig plate. Okay? So it wasn't cooked in fleishigs, but it was put cold on a hot fleishig plate or hot on a cold fleishig plate. Okay? Either one. Then you can eat it with milk. Since it wasn't actually cooked in a meat kli. It just was put onto a hot kli or hot onto a cold kli. If both the kli and the food is hot, that's like cooking. But if one of them is cold, then it's not considered like it was cooked, and therefore you're allowed to eat it mamish with milchiks. Then you can put butter in the rice. Or you can eat it together with your meat.
On a fleishig plate?
On a fleishig plate, yes.
On a hot plate,
you can put butter? Now you can put it in a milchik plate, right. Okay. All of this is if the if the food was cooked in a benyomo, if the pot had been used within 24 hours for hot meat. You made rice, then the halachas, what we just said now, apply. What happens, though, if the pot hadn't been used in 24 hours for fleishiks, hot fleishiks? Okay, it's clean, and it wasn't used for fleishiks within 24 hours, hot fleishiks, and you made rice in it. So here also, lichatchila, you're not allowed for Ashkenazim to make part of the things in that pot in order lechatchila to use it with milchiks. That you can't do. Okay, for Svardim, it could be in that situation where it's not a ben yomo, you can mamish take the pot and use it, what's it called, lechatchila, to make rice that you know you're going to use for milchiks. For Ashkenazim, if you have no other pots in the house, you ran out of pots, and you have to make supper, and you only have a fleishig pot that wasn't used within 24 hours, then that's called bidyeved, and you can the pot wasn't used for milk for fleishigs within 24 hours. You can make rice in it that you know you're going to use for milchiks. But if you have other pots, right, or even if easily you can borrow a pot from somebody, then you have to do that. But for svardim, it wasn't used within 24 hours, lechatchila, you can use that pot knowing that you're going to use it for the rice for milchiks. But for an Ashkenazi, you can't lechatchila make rice that you know you're going to use for milchiks. However, if you already made it, and then you change your mind, you want to have a milchik meal, so now you want to use this rice for milchiks, even for Ashkenazim, since the pot wasn't a ben yomo, you're allowed to use that rice for milchiks. The difference being, if the pot was used within 24 hours for fleishiks, then even if you already made it and now you change your mind and want to use it with milchiks, you're not allowed to do that. But if it wasn't a ben yomo, you can. When you made it, you intended to use it for fleishiks, not for milchiks. Now you change your mind and you want to use it for milchiks, now you could do that if it's not a ben yomo. Okay. The other situation also, even to put it on a plate, we said that if you started by putting it on a plate, right, that doesn't make it fleishig, that you can't now mix it with one of the plate or the food was cold, then you can use it even lechatchila with the other kind. But you can't make something in a fleishig pot to lechatchila put on a cold milchik plate. That you can't do either. If you already did it, and now you change your menu, and you want to put it, or you had leftovers, and you want to eat it now with a milchik meal, then you can do that. As long as you're not cooking, what's it called? You're putting it on a cold plate, or it was lechatchila cold on a hot plate, and that's what made it fleishig, then you can, what's it called, make it with the other thing. But you can't lechatchila make it in order to put on a plate. Even that not. But the d'eved, meaning you already did it, you have this stuff, and you want to now use it with milchik meal, that's okay. Okay, all of these halachas only apply if the thing is not a dover chol, if it's not sharp food. Use onions as the example. Maybe next week we'll speak about what are considered devarim harifim, what's considered sharp foods, and other halachas that change when something is sharp. But this is one of them. If you cooked onions in a fleishik apad, a clean fleishik apad, you cooked onions, then even bidyevit, you can't use those onions with milchiks, and if you mix them with milchiks, you have to ask a shayla. Yeah, it's a big shayla. It's considered as if those onions are fleishik. They're not fleishik, though you have to wait 6 hours after them. That much not. But the opposite way, you cooked onions in a milchika pot, you can't eat them for 6 hours after fleishiks, after real fleishiks. They're mamish milchik. But they don't become fleishik that you can't eat milchiks after them, that not, but you can't mix them with milchiks, and if you did, the dievet, it could be it's all awesome. Okay, that you have to show.
Not
what?
Even it's
not ben yomo. Ben yomo doesn't make any difference when it comes to a dover charif. A dover charif makes something that's not a ben yomo into a ben yomo. Okay. Okay, that's pretty much the different possibilities. Any questions on this? Yeah.
What happens to the kli if it's hot rice and a hot plate?
Hot rice and a hot plate. The kli never becomes by a dover charif. The kli could become treif. When it's not a dover charif, the kli never becomes treif. Kli remains okay.